This is Dakota Daybook for January 1st. Fargo's namesake had a hand in the community's early journalism. Banker William G. Fargo offered $500 to establish a newspaper in Fargo to be named the Fargo Express. Two publishers, A.H. Moore and Seth Boney from Glendon, Minnesota, applied for the cash, but their newspaper wasn't published regularly, and it wasn't in Dakota Territory. However, a newspaper named the Fargo Express did spring up in Fargo. It was the first Dakota Territory paper published in the Red River Valley. Other early newspapers appeared in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Jamestown. On this date in 1874, the first issue of the Fargo Express rolled off the press. A.J. Harwood, Gordon J. Keeney, and E.W. Knight were its editors and publishers. Later that year, a Minnesota man founded another newspaper in Fargo, the Northern Pacific Mirror. And 1 year later, the Express, the Mirror, and the Glendon Gazette merged to become the Fargo Times. More sales and consolidations happened through the years, with other newspapers and other names like the Republican, the Fargo Forum, and the Daily Argus. Argusville, North Dakota took its name from that last one. And Harwood, North Dakota was named after publisher A.J. Harwood, who was also a local real estate tycoon. By statehood, in 1889, North Dakota had 125 regular publications, though many of those were short-lived and contained little more than notices of homesteaders' final claims. Today, 90 papers are still published in the state, 10 are daily, and 80 come out once a week. Today's Dakota Daybook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.